Video: New Zealand's Air Force performs daring rescue of Americans from Antarctica. By Amy Furr on August 7, 2025. The Royal New Zealand Air Force, RNZF, rescued three Americans from Antarctica during a risky overnight operation on Tuesday. The medical evacuation was conducted in freezing temperatures and complete darkness, Fox News reported on Wednesday. The U.S. National Science Foundation requested the evacuation after three staff members at McMurdo Station were unable to receive adequate medical treatment on site, the outlet said. An image from the NZ Defense Force shows the inside of the rescuers' C-130J Hercules during the mission. In a post on the U.S. Embassy and Consulate in New Zealand, Cook Islands, and Niue's website, the agency expressed its deepest gratitude to the RNZF for carrying out the high-risk medical evacuation. Chargé d'affaires Melissa Sweeney said, "This mission wasn't just difficult. It was one of the most technically demanding operations an aircrew can face. In extreme conditions, with little margin for error, the RNZF executed this midwinter Antarctic medevac flawlessly. We are so very grateful. Our Kiwi partners didn't hesitate to undertake this mission in one of the most unforgiving environments on Earth. Their skill and readiness are truly world-class." Sweeney also said the rescuers went up against extreme conditions to land a huge aircraft in freezing temperatures on ice while it was still dark. "This required absolute precision. It was daring, dangerous, and deeply courageous. This is the kind of mission that tests every ounce of skill and bravery. RNZF delivered, just as they always do," she added. In a social media post featuring images taken during the operation, the embassy said, "This mission was nothing short of heroic. Thank you for going above and beyond." One person who was rescued needed urgent medical care while the two others needed medical attention. The medical team gave them in-flight care when they were rescued and safely on their way to Christchurch, the Fox article said, noting the mission lasted nearly 20 hours. Temperatures at McMurdo Station dropped to minus 11 degrees Fahrenheit during the operation, adding to the already dangerous conditions, the article said.